So today we're talking to Glenn Henry, and the product and training specialist for Lasher, and Lionel Adams, the merchandise coordinator. They operate out of our head office in Germiston, and together they are responsible for the in-store merchandising, ensuring the best representation of Lasher brand, and are the life, heart, and soul of all our training and marketing events. Welcome, Glenn and Lionel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Guys, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you very much that we want to give people a little bit of insight, so one client, so they can understand what the type of marketing support we offer as a brand, and the importance of what you do and how you help out with fantastic sellout strategies and also fantastic strategic placements. Now, Glenn, I'll start with you. You have been there for a very long time, you and Lionel. So then how long have you been with Lasher now?
Going on 12 years.
12 years. And where did you start there, Lane?
I started in the mining department at Lasher.
Uh-huh. And that today is still something that I know you feel very passionate about, because we make specific tools for the mining industry. And I know today still you enjoy that.
The mining, yes, it's something that I started with then. Obviously, that was a good starting point for me. I grew from there. And, yeah, getting involved with all those people in the mines was quite a different way of doing things, but very interesting.
And Glenn, tell me, when I speak to anybody, and we all know you've got this immense amount of passion for Lasher, and also you're so energetic in what you do. Where do you find the place to do that every day?
I've been very fortunate from the word go. When I did start a couple of years back, to being involved in the mining from there, they actually allowed me to grow. So I've been in pretty much most of the departments, from retail to wholesale, in the company. With that, I've grown and to where I am into marketing today. So that's kind of been my journey, which has been very interesting and very beneficial to me. In just sort of being involved with many people, many different kind of cultures, backgrounds, and the shows and events. So amazing to see the people and what they do and where they come from, and just to deal with them. So that's been very interesting and fun, and it's been very diverse and exciting for me in that perspective.
Oh, Glenn, thank you, man. And so, Lionel, you and Glenn, you guys have a very special bond in the business. You know, it's the perfect duo to always attack and always take care of our customers. So Lionel, you have been there for a long time as well, and you've got family members within Lasher. Give us a bit of insight into your journey with Lasher.
Well, Mr. Lowe, I've started working at Lasher in 2006 as an internal sales rep. And then in 2009, I moved into marketing as a marketing coordinator. And then in 2014, I moved into the merchandising department as the merchandising coordinator. In total, I've been working for Lasher now for 14 years.
And your family?
I've got four brothers working at Ushers. And then my granddad also worked at Ushers, and then now my father's also working at Ushers.
So, Lionel, are you guys planning on taking over Lasher?
No, not at all.
Lionel, I think what it just shows everybody is, you know, one, we want to show everybody we're human, and also put faces to all of this, because the job and the role that you and Glenn fulfill in our clients' lives is always it's always the most active department. You know, it's always the most involved department. And there's physicalities also in what you do. And we are so grateful for that, because we work with tools, which is heavy. We also work with the stands, which is a pain at best of times. And it's hard work what you guys do, physical work. And Lionel, you know, how do you wake up in the morning in your mindset? How do you take this on a daily basis and still have family responsibilities and et cetera?
Well, you see, in the morning when I wake up, Albert, I know I have to go to work, not to play, because I've got a family to look after. So I just come to work and I give it my all.
And tell me, Lionel, we know you do it so passionately. Why do you love being a South African? I know at the moment, you know, we're all going through a hell of a challenging time. The business has had to adapt. All of us has gone through personal stuff and reevaluating who we are, what our purpose are in life. And the last 5 months has certainly not been easy. Do you still wake up a proud South African, and do you still have the energy for this country?
Yes, I do. Being a South African, it's like a unique opportunity, because, you know, in South Africa, we've got different cultures, which I love. The South African slang, the South African people are friendly, and Lesha's proudly South African, so that just makes me a proud South African.
Yeah, and it's nice to know every day that the family, you know, wakes up, and when we always say when we each play our role. So we've got 650 people at Lesha, and how each one of us plays our individual role, and how that combinedly, you know, adds to the ecosystem at Lesha. And, you know, our clients also, you know, we're not always saying support us locally because we're South African. We're saying that we're backing up our service. We help you with sellout strategies. We help you educate you on how to sell the product. You know, our tools last 9 to 45 times longer in most cases in the market. So there's an education part to our tools. And you guys play such a vital role. And Glenn, I know that you're a very serious man, also a beautiful heart, but you've got a very serious side to you. How do you feel about being South African still, and how do you wake up with that mindset in the morning?
I tell you what I love about South Africa is the country, and probably everything that encompasses the country is the people, the culture, the different beliefs, the different natures. I think it just completely contributes to all of us becoming one. And I think you need to make sure that what you're doing is a passionate thing. And I think we both found our passion. Lana and I, we work well as a unit. We're from different backgrounds, different cultures, but we're such great friends. And we just bring that into our business. We know each other so well. And when we go out there, we just, you know, we don't even need to talk sometimes. We just figure out what the other one wants to do. It's almost like this weird marriage, which is not a marriage. But we're great friends. And we work incredibly well together, and I think that's great. That should be sort of bring in our side towards what we do in this country.
Yeah, the intellectual property that you and Glenn, you and Lionel carry is invaluable to us. And, you know, I know that you both are also fathers, so we've got work to be done. You're very passionate about that. We're very fortunate to work for a great brand, a great brand that offers fantastic value to its customers. So it's easy to wake up and sell this. It's easy to wake up and promote this. Not every day, but it's nice to wake up with confidence in what you're promoting. Now, you've also got kids and a personal life. Lionel, I'll start with you. What do you teach your kids today, and what do you think is important qualities to instill in our kids today for a better South Africa or future?
Well, Albert, I believe that children do what they see. So if you're going to take your child down the wrong road, they will do the wrong things in life. But I believe we should teach our children Christian values.
Yeah.
Christian values they can adapt in the spiritual life and in the natural life.
Yeah.
So one day when they go out in the natural life to go and work, then they've got more respect, they've got compassion, they've got thankfulness, they've got service, creativity, justice, peace, and wisdom in them.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And what's so nice about that is because it's what you also do every day in your life. So when your kids have ever, you know, when they're a bit older and they get the moment to listen to all of this, it's what you do as a father and as a man every day. You show us what to do. You take the lead in doing the hard work, in doing the things that people don't always see or highlight. And you and Lionel and Glenn do this always unconditionally. And Glenn, how do you, what do you say to your kids nowadays? I know you've got older kids with you, but how are you managing that today and for a better future?
Albert, I'll tell you what my perspective is that, you know, I'm a man of God, so obviously I would say that you need to leave a legacy behind. And my legacy is totally, completely godly, biblical values. These result in many valuable personal contributions that one can add to oneself in bringing about a successful society and a better self. That's my opinion. But it's much broader, but that's it.
Glenn, we always refer to you as the Rock, you know, because, you know, I think even, you know, besides management, you know, even if we don't always get it right, Glenn, you are always there in the mornings. You're always there when our clients need it. You and Lionel, how many days you come back on a late Saturday night, and especially when all the events were going out before all of this COVID was hitting us. I just remember, and I can just see, you know, coming back on a Friday, then doing another show on a Saturday morning, then coming back on a Saturday night, then back in the squid on a Monday morning. And this is our commitment to our customers, you know. We don't just, the brand doesn't just at the moment has its position in the market because, you know, we hope and pray every day that it happens. We make it happen. And then we bless the journey that we take and that we choose. And we don't always get this right. We're not a perfect brand by any means of the imagination. But it's so important that people just know who's behind all of this and what they see in life and what value they create in life, not just to the brand, but also in their own personal capacity. Now, I want to ask both of you a last question. And I'll start with you, Lionel. What in life have you experienced that's taught you something and helped you see life differently, or anything that you want to share with us that you think South Africans needs to hear?
Well, Albert, I believe that you can't change the next person, but you can change your behavior to that person. And I think that what we should do as South Africans is when we get tested in life, we must keep the faith as Job did in the Bible. He kept his faith and God kept his promise and God carried him through. So whatever we're going through as South Africans, we must just keep the faith and then God will carry us through. So we must know that God's promise, he will never forsake us and he will never do that. So we must keep the faith.
Glenn?
Well, my opinion is definitely there's no way of doubting the highs and the lows, the challenges of life, these all, the experiences, these things shape us and either make us better or better.
Well, Glenn and Lionel, I spoke to our team members yesterday and I said to them, we're doing a call with you both this morning. And I don't think you guys understand how much we all appreciate what you guys do. You know, we, despite our inabilities always as management, despite our own shortcomings, you guys are just always exceptional at what you do. And thank you very much that every request that comes through, you always dedicate your heart and soul towards it. Thank you for always being so respectful in your day-to-day job. And thank you very much for the hard work. You know, we know what happens in our factories. We know that there's an operations department. We know that there's an accounting department and a sales and marketing department. And we all pull together towards a common goal. We don't always get it right, but with the purest of intent. And that's why I'm so grateful and privileged and honored, quite frankly, to have known you guys, got to know you guys, and been so privileged to be able to see how you guys raise a department, how you raise all the levels of service, how you raise us to be better, how you always help us develop as a brand. And I'm so eternally grateful to both of you for every day, all the things that you do, and also managing your household, educating your kids, being a leader and a model for all of us to follow. Your work and your dedication to us is almost emotional, and for me especially in a lot of cases, because that type of dedication we don't see always in people anymore. And we want to thank you very much that you guys play such a vital role in making sure that 91 years later, Lasher is the market leader in what they do.
Thanks, Albert. No, it is a pleasure, really. We're very grateful.
Well, from all of us...
thank you, Albert, and thank you, Lasher. We're very grateful.
From all of us, we love you guys lots, and thank you very much once again for your time this morning, and I'm sure a lot of clients would be interested to listen to this and know exactly who Glenn and Lionel is and how many smiles they've brought to their lives, and I suppose also some some frustrating moments too. I know that we are very aggressive when it comes to our brand and our product on the market and in the shelves. And thank you very much for leading that for us. We are so grateful and we bless you both.